for December 12th, a wrap-up on Hosea, from Hosea 9 through 14. I was reminded of an interesting fact about Hosea that I'd like to pass on to you. Within his 200 verses, Hosea employs 80 metaphors and similes to describe the condition of the nation of Israel. Prostitution, virginity, slave markets, heifers, lambs, doves, bows, mist, dew, chaff, smoke, law courts, all these come from everyday experience so that we would remember them. God is so aware of everything that goes on down here. God knows we need salvation from ourselves and from his wrath, so his love compels him to act. God says, "My heart is changed within me. All my compassion is aroused. I will not carry out my fierce anger, nor will I turn and devastate Ephraim, for I am God, not man, the Holy One among you." As with Israel in the time of Hosea, so for all mankind now in the time of Christ. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? Romans 5:9. And, "For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ." 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9. But perhaps that was altogether the point of the prophet Hosea, which means deliverance. God knows we must have a Savior. So God sent his Son, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and was buried. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from whence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. Hosea, may God deliver us all. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.